At Wednesday's meeting, Xi Jinping and Roman Radev jointly announced the decision to lift China-Bulgaria ties to a strategic partnership. Xi Jinping said he hopes there will be more room for greater cooperation between the two sides.
总统先生将中国视为保加利亚优先伙伴。
Mr. President sees China a priority in Bulgaria's diplomacy and has actively pushed forward bilateral cooperation. I highly appreciate that. Bulgaria was one of the first countries to establish diplomatic relations with New China. Traditional friendship between the two countries has been carried forward over the past 70 years. Upon the 70th anniversary of the establishment of our diplomatic relations, we lift state-to-state ties to a strategic partnership. I hope that the two countries take it as a new starting point, work together to cope with the test of international changes and inject new impetus into bilateral cooperation.
Xi Jinping called on both sides to strengthen exchanges and join hands to safeguard the international system based on multilateralism and the international law. Bulgaria is also one of the first Central and Eastern European countries to join the Belt and Road Initiative. Xi Jinping called for efforts to further align the two countries' development strategies, promote infrastructure connectivity, expand trade and cement people-to-people exchanges. As the new EU leadership is looming on the horizon, Xi Jinping reiterated China's support for the European integration process, EU's unity and its bigger role in global affairs. He also called on the new EU institutions to work with China for a closer partnership, hoping Bulgaria continues to play a constructive role in this regard. For his part, Radev suggested Bulgaria could become a gateway and hub connecting Europe and Asia, and said he expects the two sides to expand cooperation across the board. He also reaffirmed his country's commitment to multilateralism and cooperation between Europe and China. Wednesday's meeting was part of Radev's five-day visit to China that started on Monday. He earlier attended this year's summer Davos in Dalian. During his time in Beijing, the visiting president also laid a wreath at the monument to the people's heroes at Tiananmen Square. For CRI, I am Zhu Fang.